Blackstone Audio presents Alexander the Great, Journey to the End of the Earth by Norman F. Cantor with D. Ranieri. Preface. Recent events in Iraq, Afghanistan, and the northwest frontier province of Pakistan have drawn our attention again to Alexander the Great. 300 years before Christ, this hero of antiquity led an army of Macedonians and Greeks on a route through the Middle East and Central Asia that intersected with the recent tactical deployment of the U.S. Army and Marines. The first Western ruler to attempt a war of conquest in the Middle East and Central Asia, Alexander triumphed. But his army was no more comfortable than American forces have been in the difficult terrain and climate of Kabul, Baghdad, and surrounding territories. In this book, I have minimized the romance and fantasies associated with Alexander, trying instead to construct a critical and well-rounded assessment of the man and the world in which he lived. 1. The Greek World. Ancient Greece, extending from the kingdom of Macedonia in the north down to the city-state of Sparta in the south, was a large peninsula, or archipelago, jutting out into the Aegean Sea. Much of its land was taken up by forests, mountains, and deep valleys.